Bishop Brian Farrell, the president of your Council for Christian Unity is in Greece at the moment at this working group meeting, but it's a particularly significant meeting, isn't it? Can you tell us why?
Well, so that we understand what we're talking about, there has been a formal theological dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church since 1980. And down the years, many issues have been examined and many agreements have been reached. Everybody understands that between East and West, there is much theological agreement, but that we carry the burden of a difficult history and also cultural, psychological distance between the churches. Finally, the progress of this dialogue has led to the point where we are now studying the principal, most important point of difference, which is the perception of the role of the Bishop of Rome in the communion of the church. It was decided that the study would be concentrated first on the first millennium when the churches were united, undivided. And then we would pass on to the second millennium in order to find a model for the third millennium in which we are beginning.
This phase of the debate was started in 2008, at a plenary?
This phase began in 2008 after we had completed a very important document, which we called the Ravenna document, on the question of authority and structure of the church at every level, local, intermediate, and universal. After that agreement, the logical step was to begin the study on the role of the Bishop of Rome as the first among the bishops. We have worked for the last few years to examine the history of the way in which the bishops of Rome in the first millennium exercised their ministry, relations between East and West in the first millennium. The document that we were examining has appeared to the Orthodox to be too historical and not enough theological. So we have this sub-commission now working to rewrite this document in a more theological way, and hopefully by drawing out the theological principles that were at work in the historical events, we will reach a point where we have a common understanding. This is a very important point then in the development of the dialogue.
Part of the problem stems from differing viewpoints within the Orthodox world itself, doesn't it, between particularly the Ecumenical Patriarch and the Russian Patriarchate?
Well, when we talk of the primacy of the Bishop of Rome, I think some Orthodox may have the fear that the concept or the implications of such a primacy might be applied also in the East, something which Orthodoxy has never actually had. And I think at the moment, therefore, there may be a certain hesitancy to apply anything to Constantinople that perhaps the Orthodox in general would be willing to apply to Rome.
Metropolitan Hilarion is there in Greece attending this meeting.
Yeah.
How significant is that, do you think?
Well, it's important. I mean, it's important that all the Orthodox churches participate. Practically all of them do, personally, by having their representative there. We had a moment in the discussion leading up to the Ravenna document in which the Russian delegation withdrew from the discussion because of internal tensions with Constantinople over a particular question of jurisdiction in one of the local churches. That problem has been solved, at least theoretically, through a meeting of representatives of all the Orthodox churches, and they agreed that from now on, only the autonomous Orthodox churches would and autocephalous Orthodox churches would take part in the dialogue.
There's been talk, hasn't there, in this sense of a pan-Orthodox conference or pan-Orthodox
yes.
council to take place. How likely is that to happen in the near future?
Well, it has been talked about for decades. In recent times, happily, there has been a much more consistent effort to prepare such a meeting. However, there are a number of items on the agenda which still have to be agreed upon among the Orthodox themselves. And at the present time, these are difficulties of such an important nature that it's not easy to see how they can go forward with holding such a pan-Orthodox meeting of all the churches.
Which continues to be a significant obstacle for you in your dialogue, doesn't it?
Of course, if the Orthodox were to have this pan-Orthodox meeting, they could reach an agreement among themselves on many issues, including the issue of their relationship to the rest of the Christian world, and in particular to the Catholic Church. And this would supposedly and hopefully help the dialogue. The fact that the issues which make the meeting difficult do not basically involve their relationship to us, but their relationship among themselves, is perhaps a sign that someday they will be able to reach that agreement.
Coming back briefly to this Greece meeting, what do you hope will come out of that? There should be then a finished document looking more specifically at the theological issues. Is that correct?
Well, the subcommission is meeting for the first time. Whether they will be able in a few days to produce such an important, difficult document is still to be seen. It would not be tragic in my mind that they might have to meet again. The point is that eventually we will have a sufficiently grounded and worthwhile document to present to the full plenary of the dialogue. It's not so important that it be done quickly, but that it be done well.
So you'd be looking ahead to the next plenary, wouldn't you?
Yes, we don't have a date for the next plenary because all will depend on the development of this working document. My hope is not so much tied to the calendar as it is to the substance of the study itself. It is most important that we move forward on a firm, solid basis. Because it's important to remember that the methodology here is not to say Catholics say this and the Orthodox say that. The methodology is to say only what Catholics and Orthodox can say together. This naturally means that the debate, the discussion, is exhaustive. It has to reach a conclusion about every sentence, even every word sometimes. That makes it difficult. But it also means that when we have a document, we have an agreement.
You've also lost recently, haven't you, one of your greatest experts in this dialogue with the Orthodox world, Monsignor Fortino, from the Council.
Well, Monsignor Fortino worked here since the 60s and was personally present at every meeting of the dialogue. And not only that, he was also personally present in the preliminary meetings that prepared the dialogue and set up the methodology. So he was the person who knew the whole story. We miss him deeply, also because he was an extraordinary person in his own right, and because of his profound knowledge of the East. However, I'm sure that from heaven he's keeping us in tow and online.